Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Lulu Sun, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Hey, Lulu.
Okay.
Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Harry's here.
You were like silent Harry for a minute.
I know.
I wanted you to have the spotlight, Spicy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's there so you sweet,
go.
Harry. So
there
sweet.
You go. Today we're going to talk about, he just popped open a beer.
We like the sound of that.
We like to drink on this podcast.
And off the podcast.
That's right.
To be clear.
That's right.
I don't think they would have known that had we just not said it.
It doesn't. They would have figured it out anyway. So today's topic is about irrational fears. We all have them. We all know people who have them.
Heard.
Who wants to go first?
I am so excited about this topic.
Okay, meatball.
So when you said that we were going to be talking about this, at first I was like, okay. But then I was like, okay, wait a minute. What really technically is the definition of an irrational fear, right? So I really started to dig into this a little bit, and I had so much fun.
This is a funny episode.
It is. There it's is so much out there that are like very strange phobias that people have.
She's going off the deep end like that crazy Asian food thing.
That one was fun too.
And whatever.
The baby mice.
Mice wine? Yes, what? That's what it was. The mice wine. But
oh, gross.
Go ahead, wow. Meatball. Your irrational fear.
Okay, so I was really excited because I started looking into some of the craziest ones that I found. And I found plutophobia. Do you guys know
what
Pluto?
The planet?
No, but well, I wonder what that would
be
called.
Or the cartoon character.
Tell me this is someone who's afraid of a planet no longer being classified as a planet.
No, but it's a fear of balloons, which are oddly shaped kind of like planets.
Just in general, or
what?
Balloons?
Fear
popping?
Of balloons. Yeah, no, just
what
a fear
the
of
hell happened to these people who have a fear of balloons?
I don't know. Did it? Well, maybe nothing actually happened. Maybe it just is. Maybe it's like when you buy a cantaloupe at the grocery store and it's got a soft spot in it. Maybe that's their brain. They have just like a soft spot in their cantaloupe, and that's their balloon.
So
function.
You're saying that they're mentally challenged?
No, I'm just saying they have a certain spot in their brain that makes them vulnerable to balloons. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be something clown related.
Like a
bad
Pluto
childhood birthday.
Confused me. Anyway.
Okay, wait. What about a blutophobia?
What the fuck? Where are you coming up with this?
Wow, I did research and I got nothing.
You didn't
here.
Find this one? I'm surprised.
Not at all.
I didn't do research. I did real life, like irrational fears. But
you
no,
did
go
self-reflection?
Ahead.
I did that
other
too.
People.
Self-reflection on
other people.
Outward self-reflection. Okay, well, ablutophobia is the fear of bathing.
Okay.
So.
Really?
Like, really have that? Because, like, listen. Yeah, I was going to say, when I'm in a dry climate.
Oh, that's our sound engineer, by the way.
I will definitely refrain from bathing as much as I can.
Yeah, okay.
But well, it's not out of fear.
Well, let's get to the fear of bathing. Well,
okay.
Do
what
you have
is
info
it,
on what the blutophobia
yeah, what is
said it?
What is about the fear?
A blutophobia. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why or anything like that. But
I wonder what the correlation is of people that are afraid of bathing that's also afraid of just water in general.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that because that's a good segue. Because one of my irrational fears is drowning in water.
But is that an irrational fear?
Okay, so here's
plenty of people drown.
Here's the definition of an irrational fear.
Okay.
It's an extreme and unwarranted fear of something that poses little or no danger. So
drowning wouldn't really classify for an irrational. It's a good fear to have one that's shared.
So here were some common examples that I found online. Look at me channeling my data daddy. But claustrophobia.
Yeah,
that's
fear
one.
Fear of heights.
Yeah.
That's one.
Driving on the highway.
Okay,
oh,
I know a lot of people who have fear
I
of driving.
I do too.
Yeah.
Needles, insects, snakes. So
okay.
Those were some common ones that they listed. So is a fear of water more rational than any of those? I don't know.
I know what triggered it because I have gone so deep in my soul to figure out what has triggered my irrational fear of water and drowning. And it went back to this trip with my parents. I can't remember where we were. We were whitewater rafting, and my parents were like, yeah, this is going to be so fun. But I was too young, and it was going up and down, and water was going up there. I'm like coughing like a motherfucker, and I thought I was going to die. And ever since then, I've had this fucking irrational fear of drowning, and I don't like being wet. So going back to the other episode, right, the bidet part, I don't mind taking a shower, But just the fact of like watering my butthole every time I go to the bathroom, I don't know. It's a fucking irrational fear.
Interesting.
Do you not wash your butthole?
I do every day. It's strange though, because a bidet, right? You have the option to clean multiple times per day.
Wash and there's a
but it's an irrational fear. It's an irrational fear.
Okay, well, I would say I would have the fear of being. I have a fear of falling through ice and getting stuck under it. So like drowning way.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that
it's just going to close up. You can't get out like a seal.
Yes.
Sure. Because you can see the light. Right. You just can't reach it.
And you can't get. God, isn't that the fucking
worst? And you don't think that. Terrible. Okay. Let's speak logistically here. You don't think that if you were to fall in a frozen lake or whatever body of water, and if it were that cold that, okay, a thin layer of ice might form over, you don't think that you'd be strong enough to like knock through it and get through?
No, because the problem is you lose that access hole. As soon as you fall through, you can't find the point where you fell through. Mm-hmm. It all looks the same. Mm-hmm. So you have to try and find the way back through.
You know, you're also underwater. You know, the logical part of your brain knows that you have X amount of seconds.
Right.
Your logical part's not taking over in a life or death scenario.
Now you just gave me another fucking fear.
You're welcome.
I think your fear of drowning is compounded because you don't like being wet in general.
Interesting. Wow, this is like therapy.
But I think it's because the wetness was because of my white water rafting.
Okay. Did your parents have you at like the front of the boat, which is the worst part of a
life? And I was a child. Yeah. I was a child. No, I'm traumatized.
Man. You were set up for failure.
I need magnet therapy.
But do you think there has to be a reason? Like, I don't think there has to be a reason. I think you can just have irrational fears.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why I think that. Would you guys like to know what xylophobia is?
All right, go for it.
Okay, xylophobia is the fear of touching, licking, or running your teeth along wooden objects.
Okay.
Sound familiar? Y'all remember?
I can relate.
You are not a toothpick fan.
I am a xylophobic.
We had an episode. She doesn't like things on wood.
Says, such as popsicle sticks. I literally, right now, my mouth is watering because I want to throw up at the prospect of putting a popsicle stick in my mouth.
She wants a corn dog.
So
she doesn't, because she hates meat on sticks. Yeah, which
I
is based
anything on sticks.
I really thought we could have been friends until I heard that part.
I know.
Okay.
No wood in my mouth, people. So my point is, Lulu, if you're saying that there is an origination for every fear or phobia that you have, how the hell does a person get xylophobia? Do I have too much wood in my mouth?
I don't think it has to be logical.
Maybe they
got
a splinter in their mouth. Maybe they got stabbed by the sharp object. Maybe.
Maybe you went to the doctor's office.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. The tongue depressor?
Yeah.
Psychologically just fucked. Yes.
I'm going to have to spend some time reflecting on that.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. This is a true story from a friend of mine. One of her irrational fears is being attacked by a shark or an alligator when she's swimming in a pool.
In a swimming pool?
Yes.
A neighborhood pool?
No, just any pool, in a backyard pool, just any pool.
Wow. Does she swim in the ocean?
Hell no.
I didn't ask that question.
She won't even swim in a pool.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if it's specifically the pool.
But she always has this fear that a shark or an alligator is going to come in and attack her.
She watched a really shitty horror movie when she was a kid.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what?
It has to stem from something like that, yeah.
See,
yeah.
But that's the point that Meatball said, right? Like, I think that every irrational fear, there is something traumatic that happened to create it.
I'm really going to have to spend some time thinking about this.
You talked about bugs earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Roaches is an irrational fear for many.
Yeah. Well, I hate roaches, but it's not a fear.
Two-inch
roaches flying around, that's scary as shit, man.
Is it really scary or is it just like, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? They're not going to like...
They're going to lay eggs in my ear and then I'm going to have like one of those.
Fuck.
That's not irrational. Yeah, that could happen though. That's possible.
Sacks of baby roaches coming out and then I'm going to have to get a fucking doctor to come pluck those babies out. Is that an irrational fear? Paranoia?
That is an irrational fear. Absolutely.
Spider eggs. I mean, I had a doctor friend who used to tell me about all these extractions that happened in the ER.
Out of people's assholes?
In their ears.
Oh, I've seen those
videos. Don't like that.
But the assholes, that is a true story. And we've talked about that at other podcasts.
So, yeah. What's the fact? Is like the average person consumes or like is violated by 3 spiders a year while you're sleeping?
I wouldn't know because I don't feel like the scratching in my ears.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Yeah.
Like just, you can't feign ignorance about that. It's a probability.
Think that's ignorance is bliss. It's going to happen. You're going to eat a certain number of bugs on a regular basis.
Oh, for sure.
If you don't know it, who cares?
It's the cycle of life.
Oh, it's protein.
That's right.
What you don't know doesn't hurt you type thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If I know it and I have to think about it, then it becomes a much bigger deal.
All right. So Meatball spitting out statistics here. But what is an irrational fear of your own?
Well, I already told you. Xylophobia.
Oh, I didn't realize that was yours.
Well, yeah.
It's almost like she's not paying attention to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
I feel like
I'm at home with Agent J and he's not listening to me.
I have tripophobia.
You have what?
Tripophobia.
What's that?
It's like fear of clusters of holes.
You know clusters of
like
holes.
Where would a cluster of holes be?
Like a beehive?
Kind of like a beehive, but like more.
So you can't even do
like
those houses.
Hexagonal,
that have, like,
you know?
And yes,
they're
yes.
Like, they're all, it's like they're perfect.
Yeah.
They're perfectly
yeah.
the same size. But like clusters of holes on skin that are different.
On
sizes?
Skin?
Yeah.
Skin.
It just makes
what do you mean clusters of holes?
Like pores?
Yeah, there's certain conditions that like enlarge your pores.
Oh, okay.
And then like they can scab up.
Uh-huh.
So it'll just look like decayed.
Ew.
Decayed.
Like, no, see, you're making the face that I feel when somebody talks about putting a toothpick in their mouth. That's the same way I feel.
Yeah, like the hairs are standing up
yeah.
on my arms right now.
Yeah.
Just talking about it.
Yeah. New.
Do you ever feel like a weirdo for having an irrational fear that's not a fear to so many?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mine is fun
because there's a joke associated with it. I can tell people I don't like wood in my mouth, and it's always hilarious to everybody else. But then I'm like, seriously, get that fucking toothpick out of your mouth before I shove it in your ear.
It's hard to hear because you live in Texas. Like, you've gone to the rodeo. We have the state fair. It's all revolving around meat on sticks.
Well, she ain't going to eat it, so don't matter.
She's not even a lesbian.
Do you eat popsicles?
Yeah. Oh, hell no. Like, I'll eat them, but I'll, like, break them off,
the stick. Off the stick.
Are you more likely to have one of those all popsicles that are in, like, the plastic wrap instead of,
well,
like,
you know,
a popsicle on a stick?
Well, you know, fortunately, I'm not a dessert person anyway. So I'm not really worried about a lot of the frozen items that come on sticks. And I hate corn dogs, just on principle, because I think they're disgusting. So it really works out okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's interesting that each of your irrational fears has an actual term for it.
Oh, they all do.
So maybe we'll have to Google this one.
All right, let's Google because go ahead.
Maybe you have phobophobia.
Oh, I can't
wait. Do you know
what
that is?
I don't.
That is the fear of fear itself.
That I don't have.
Does that blow your mind? Because that kind of blew my mind.
I'm more thinking who doesn't have that.
The fear of fear itself.
Or like, phobophobia, the fear of immigrants.
Really?
Wow. That's awful.
Oh, here's what I was talking about. FOB.
Yeah. Wow.
That was an Asian deep joke.
I don't. Oh, Spicy just got it.
Sorry.
FOB.
I don't know like how long I've had this irrational fear, but as best I can remember, it's been my entire life. Anytime I'm driving, if I see someone toss a cigarette, I'm certain that my car is going to explode. So I don't know how long I've had this fear, but as best I can tell, as long as I can remember my entire life, if I'm driving down the road and I see someone like flick a cigarette out of their window, I'm certain that my car is going to explode and I'm having the last couple of seconds I'm ever going to have.
That's awesome.
But it's only when you drive.
Yeah, well, you know, the logic is like someone flicks a cigarette, I drive over it, there's gas all over the road, there's a tank full of pounds of gasoline, and a cigarette's flammable. It's fire. It's going to explode.
Okay, so what was that moment as a child that triggered this?
So that's what I was thinking of when you guys were talking about this. And there's nothing that I mean, I've never been in a car that exploded because I drove over a cigarette.
I don't even know that that's actually a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, except for in like Steven Seagal movies.
It exists for me, but I can't imagine that there's a scientific term around that specific fear.
I bet there is.
That would be so, like, I felt like a club of one my entire life. So if there's a support group for this, I would love it.
So what happens when that happens on the road? Do you like, oh my God, we've got to pull over and get out of the car?
No, I don't freak out about it, but I do kind of expect it every time. So like, however long it takes from, you know, maybe I'm tailgating, maybe I'm not. However long it takes for the cigarette to get under my car, I just try and find peace.
2 seconds. Because
like I'm certain that's going to be it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you grab Mrs. Reed's hand and say,
we're going to die.
You. I love you. I appreciate you.
No, I don't put my fear onto her.
Okay.
You know, like if we explode, it's not going to matter. You know, she knows how I feel.
Okay, so. I have an irrational fear of being behind a cement truck that's spinning, right? Like that little latch is going to like unlatch and all this fucking cement is going to come on my car and I'm just going to drown of cement.
I mean, you got a great lawsuit on your hands.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You retired.
And really the reality of it is, even if that happened, what's going to happen?
My car is going to be stuck and I'm going to have to buy a new car.
Yeah.
But it doesn't dry right away, right?
Yeah, I mean, you drive through it and then, you know.
I wouldn't be able to drive because the cement is all over my windshield.
You know what?
Thick well, that, layer.
How That's why they call it
irrational
fear. I feel
like
fear.
This is like sexual.
Well, it sounded a little bit like that. It was like a giant load of cement.
Yeah, exactly.
A concrete
the
cocky.
You just can't get it off. The cement truck.
No matter how much you shower.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't turn Which the windshield does not work on. Out well for you if you are an ablutophobic and don't want to shower.
Is anyone else, do you have an irrational fear of just like contracting herpes?
No.
Really? Because
no, I don't.
There are 4 of us in this room. So statistically, 2 of us have it and we have no idea.
I mean,
and
it's
like
very
that
popular.
Is always in my head.
It's very popular.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Everybody wants it.
What are the symptoms of that?
You get bumps.
Cold sores, I imagine.
Well, you got the herpes on the mouth. You got the herpes on the penis.
Well, it's an interesting thing for this group because like we're all long-term relationships, right? I'm not going to go out and just like fuck a rando and get herpes. Like I'm not in the dating world. Still am afraid that somehow I'm just going to contract that because there's no cure.
Because I and breathe
it's
on you.
Do you think you're going to get it from a toilet seat?
No, like, there are no specifics that. Around that. But yeah, we have talked about that.
Yeah.
H-E-B still has the cleanest bathrooms. Go H-E-B.
And Buc-ee's.
That's right.
That is fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, I mean, that shit's everywhere.
Yeah.
And with such a large percentage of the population, I'm like never comfortable. Even
so what
I'm
you're telling me
crowds.
Is like you don't lick like the benches at a bus stop or anything like that?
No, that's a TikTok trend I skipped over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another rational fear of getting my teeth knocked out.
Oh, but that's a thing. Like there's like Freud had some shit on that, didn't he?
I don't know. All I know is that sometimes when there's like a potential moment that's going to freak me out, I'm like, dude, are you going to knock out my teeth? I know it sounds fucking crazy, but I'm just like, save the teeth, save the teeth.
Have you ever considered just not talking back?
Oh, I'll come over there and knock your fucking teeth out. We'll see how you like it.
It would be well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not even just like the punching of that somebody's going to knock. It's like, maybe I might fall and trip and then I'm going to lose all my teeth. I don't know. It's fucking bizarre.
I had a friend who fell off. Well, we were very, very drunk, but she fell off of her bike and curbed herself. On her teeth.
Ouch.
American History X
Ouch.
Style. Yeah. Ugh. It was not pretty. Yep.
Mm-mm.
But now she whistles in general conversation.
Yeah.
See, I mean, there's a positive ending there.
That's right. Does anybody
You're receptive
here,
to feedback.
Does anybody here have a fear of people who are coughing?
It would be bad news if so.
Yes.
I'm going to kill you.
I have a fun irrational fear, although by your definition, I don't know if it's irrational because it fucking happens. Like cell phones, everything now has lithium batteries.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just decide to explode.
Yes, that like, is a true statement.
Yeah. What was the Android phone that had to be banned from airlines because at that pressure, they would just all explode. And like none of us want a random phone that we have in our pockets to explode. I am somewhat protective around things that are nearby my phone.
That I don't have that fear. I don't have the fear.
Like
I don't
either. I mean, your laptop at any time could just pop. And maybe that comes from my background where like I see these sorts of devices after they've passed their peak, right? And like batteries swell and then everything is off. And you never know if like one random drop or like bad toss on a table could be the end.
Wow.
That's deep.
That never actually even entered my mind.
I want to know, again, what stemmed that from your childhood?
I'm still stuck on why I have xylophobia. Like, bad running with a toothpick.
Something happened.
I'm starting to have a fear about doing research.
You know
research.
What I just thought of? And this is so random, but this is what just came to mind. Do you guys remember the movie Cape Fear?
Yes, sort of. I remember it, but I don't remember
it. This is going way back. Harry, you may not even... Do you know this movie?
I don't believe so. But I was prepared in case something besides water came out, you know?
For God.
Blood guts.
You're young and impressionable. That's how it is.
That's true. Yeah, I was scarred after I watched Ghostbusters the first time.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
The shit was coming out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like fun to
Caroline.
Me.
Caroline!
Is that a fear? Is that an irrational fear of ghosts?
Well, yeah,
I mean, I don't have a fear of ghosts, but I'm just wondering.
If there's
or maybe fear of being, what is it when a spirit takes over you? The exorcist?
Possessed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of them out there, though.
I mean, plenty.
There's a lot of shit to be scared of.
Plenty of people definitely have irrational fears. So it's like it's just higher than a third of the population here in the U.S.
Oh, daddy's coming out.
That is afraid of spiders. Oh, arachnophobia.
Okay. Yeah.
So you've got like one out of three fully identifies.
Oh, yeah. That movie was scary.
That's
spiders.
Funny. You know what I always think of from that? Remember the scene where the old guy puts his feet in his slippers and there's a spider in there? Every time I put slippers on, I think of that.
So, okay. Mm,
interesting.
So even if it's not a fear, I mean, it holds a spot in your brain these years later.
Yeah. It's funny what we're
It's like Jaws. Jaws really fucked up.
Oh my God,
sharks.
When that happened, I was scared to go in the fucking water for years.
Thanks, Jaws. And your mechanical shark.
Yes.
And then it launched a ride at Universal Studios that millions of people have paid to see.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was amazing.
Yeah, no, basically it seems like if there is an irrational fear, it's anywhere between like 20 and 35% of the population is like, yeah, that's me. I'm afraid of snakes, heights,
dark. I mean, everybody's got to have some, right? Like,
I can't imagine there's someone who's just no irrational fears.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But what does that have to do with irrational fear?
Because it's like, you know,
well, you can be afraid
of
everything,
right? Yeah, but I also kind of feel like, you know, if like I get like a really bad case of diarrhea. And that's what kills me. Like,
that'd be a really shitty way to go.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that would be afraid of what people found if you like shot yourself to death?
No.
Or you wouldn't care at that point?
It's just black. It's just blackness after you leave Earth.
That would be miserable,
like,
though.
So yeah. Like that wouldn't
whoever
matter.
Whoever found you,
I'll be gone.
Yeah,
I have to agree with both of you.
To have to clean up after.
I certainly wouldn't want to go out that way, nor would I want someone to have to find that. Yeah, that would be rough. Yeah. 11% of people
are afraid
of death.
But you have a bidet, so you could just leave yourself seated and run your bidet, and
you'll
then nobody
washed.
Have to clean it up.
That would be my Elvis moment.
Yeah.
Dude.
Here lies Harry Reid. He was the king.
All right, well, closing out. My goodness, irrational fear. Make sure your ass is washed by a bidet before you die.
Yeah.
And don't throw your damn cigarettes out the car when I'm behind you.
And
it's not asking too much.
Use plastic toothpicks, people.
I want to know what your irrational fears are. Share your stories.
Please make us feel less crazy.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.